Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As an adult, having an everyday job feels easier when you have someone you can depend on. Good thing Globe Prepaid offers Go Plus promos where you can choose the data that you want, and with Go Plus 99 Go Work, accomplishing all your work tasks becomes easier. With a total of 16 GB of data, you can now have 8 GB of all sites to do what you need in 8 GB of data for apps that you love through Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 with Go Work promo. On top of that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to their Globe One app. GCash or dial *143# # on your phone to access apps like Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram. Start your working hours with enthusiasm and end it with efficiency with Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 Go Work.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, this is Jason Law, and welcome to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. Have you ever heard the saying, choose your heart, chase your passion? In today's episode, we will talk to a person who is passionate about many things in her life. Like many of us, today's guest is someone who has responsibilities, has a career and a day job, but also has other interests, and in this instance, hers is music and podcasting. Denise Lau, a good friend, and she also helps me in my marketing, owns Passion Fruit Collaborations and marketing consultancy, which is a full-service marketing company that has big corporate clients and works with many small, medium enterprises and non-government organizations. She's also an independent singer-songwriter, has won awards for some of her compositions in the most recent years, and has launched a podcast called Song in Focus. It charted on Spotify and Apple Podcast charts. For a person who is starting on her entrepreneurial journey and still decided to pursue what her heart desires, what are the challenges and sacrifices? Where is it, or when is it the right time to chase after your passions? Will you choose what you want to do or what you're good at? Let's get to know Denise and her story on what goes on behind the scenes, a person who lives a multifaceted life. And Denise, before anything, can you share more about yourself to our guests?
So, you know me naman, sir. I do a lot of things. Like, whenever we talk to each other, it will always be so many things. So, it's either about marketing, it's either about when I'm releasing new music, or my show, Song in Focus, my podcast. So, you know, sabi mo nga, I'm a corporate girl and a singer-songwriter, and my friends always joke that I'm an after-hours musician, because after my long day at work, the nighttime is a time to feed my artistic soul. So I do music at night, usually at night or on weekends when it's time for me to express my creativity for myself naman. Because since I do marketing, I help other people's dreams. That's also my dream, to also push, you know, my clients with passion fruit marketing. They'd share me their ideas. They'd share to me their ideas, and you know, that spark their passions. I make it happen. And then there's also a time for me, naman, my music, naman, my personal passion too. So yun. So in hindsight, I'm a hodgepodge of many things, and I do a lot of things. I enjoy many pursuits.
Denise works hard on her company and gives her all in her many pursuits. While her heart is in music, she never shortchanges her marketing business, which in turn fuels her to keep on creating art. Here's her company and how she sees her day job in it. Talking about your many pursuits, ano yung mga different hats that you wear? You mentioned that yung sa corporate, no? So can you share also what that is about? And then pagdating naman dun sa mga iba pang ginagawa mo with podcasts and producing podcasts.
I am the owner of Passion Fruit Marketing Consultancy. Usually, I don't announce it as publicly kasi I'm still growing eh. The marketing side of me, I'm learning a lot. Marketing is ever-changing. Every day, Facebook has new features and we always need to catch up. So I'd say that's the reason probably why I don't fully announce it all the time. But, you know, this year, my company, Passion Fruit Marketing, has been in full swing. So we've helped small and medium enterprises and corporations. I'm learning to serve small to big brands, but all our big dreams naman. So ayun, so that's what we do at Passion Fruit Marketing. Basically, it's called Passion Fruit because it's the fruit of our passion. I feel like with my company,
lalaman ko ni ibig sabihin ng passion.
Diba? Like you hired me without knowing, but you know, it's a fun fact. Because it's pursuing passion, so maybe Passion Fruit Marketing, it's the fruit of our heart, you know, we put our heart to our work. My whole team are young people, but we really believe in the work we do and the work of our clients. We respect them and, you know. So that's one thing. So we do marketing.
Don't be fooled ha, kung paano sinasabi ni Denise now. Ha, pero yung mga clients niya are really big clients. The biggest of which is Jason Lobayon. Ano ko?
Of course.
Taling pusa, no?
Thank you for the trust. Oh, hindi.
Compared like, sa mga big clients
my
niya.
My God. Can I just say, sir, you are one of, like in a good way, you're really a great client in terms of learning more things. I've really changed a lot of the things I do and how I run my team with Unique. Like I now know what my team's personalities are. If Dindi is watching, if she's here, she's, you know, our manager. She's one of the people I trust the most. And when I learned that she's a steady carabao and an influential rooster and I'm a corrective, tertiary, and dominant, parang things really changed. Now I get why we work so well together. This is not scripted, nakakatawa, but really, I've changed. And even interns, I have them take the Unique test just so that I'd know which head they'd fit. So on a corporate level, there's Unique in me and I learned so much helping you out with social media. So
wow,
see,
that's
the beauty of my work. I grow because of my clients. They're all experts. And I work with people who have mutual respect. So we always say that we're both right. We just have to find the middle ground and make things happen. Parang ganun.
No person can be exceptional without focus. And for those who want to build on different skills, time, and resources, they are always a challenge. Let's find out how Denise was able to acquire all her skills from music to marketing at such a young age.
How were you able to have all of these different skills which eventually turned out into your passion? Dahil medyo malayo yung music sa ginagawa mo ngayon, marketing.
Mm.
Tapos malayo din yan with, well, pwedeng connected yung sa podcasts and then with the other things that you are doing.
Personally, I think it started from childhood. So my rule in life is that everything is an add-on. Mm. Nothing is ever truly a waste. So okay. I started music at a young age, like grade 4. I was academically having difficulties as a young person because you know, I grew up in a household where everybody is really excellent. Like my sisters were quiz bee champions. They've never had failing grades and I was really struggling. So music for me was kind of like a safe haven. I realized I could be good at something. I was the president of our choir, not because I was a great singer, but because I showed up and I was complete attendance. And of course, the president needs to be the one to make sure that everybody's there. So I think I got elected because I wasn't a great singer, but because I was responsible and I showed up every time. So that's when music happened. It didn't happen because I was extra creative or that I was an exceptional artist. Mm-hmm. So music happened that way. I felt a bit of achievement and learned a bit of singing, and college happened. I had to choose a career that would mix well with music in a way on the side, or my creative pursuits, because I also do oil painting when I was young. And that's the reason why I took communication arts. Because communication arts had a lot of things. It had photography, it had ad production, it had copywriting, it had one subject of each. They call us a jack of all trades, master of none. And I wasn't decided on what to do. But that time was also a challenging time because my dad was at the ICU. So we didn't have money for tuition fee. So now I had to be excellent academically because I was pushed on the wall. Like, if you're not going to be a Dean's Lister or a cum laude, you're not going to study. So I had to drop music totally. It totally stopped. Like, for 4 years, most of my college friends, classmates have no idea that I do music. But it was actually this time that I learned songwriting. Behind the scenes.
At face value, we see multi-talented people with amazing outputs and wonder how they could juggle various things and still be great at it. Here's a tip from Denise on how she has built diversity and creativity, fusing all these to make her unique from the rest.
When I was doing college, the reason why I learned songwriting was because I had to stop my choir. I didn't have any music in me. So my body was calling for that activity. And I did it from home, alone. I thought, hey, I could write. I'm learning writing from college. I like to sing. Maybe I could fuse that together. And I was doing it for myself. I wrote maybe 3 to 5 songs. And I never thought I would share it. I was happy enough to have realized a new skill at home without anyone seeing it. And then I ended up graduating cum laude and thought that music is a me time thing, not a second career or anything. But it was always there in different forms, through choir, through music. And then I went to work. And again, it took a backseat because I was trying to build a career. And of course, we always talk about this, diba? You need focus. You can't, you know, sabi mo nga, you can't chase all the rabbits and expect to catch them all. So I, each stage, maybe it took me 4 years each to build on these things one by one, like 4 to 8 years me doing music in high school, 4 to 8 years again, building my career. And then after 3 to 4 years of working full-time as a corporate person, what I did was I was just doing open mics with my friends. You know, the ones that you could just sign up, anyone could sign up and sing on stage. I do that after work. And Dindi and I would get food, get drinks, and we'd enjoy the night after work being so tired. And I'd sing my songs like I was singing karaoke. And that was it. And after 4 years, it felt like, hey, maybe I could make this better. Or I needed to learn more. Like, I suddenly felt my feelings were too comprehensive already. And my skill in music is just this, that it couldn't express anymore. So that's when I started pursuing growth in music. And then eventually releasing music, that also had a season. And now maybe I'm on my second year releasing pa lang. So this is the budding thing. It's the start of my next 8 years, kumbaga.
Denise writes music based on her personal experiences. On her first single, she talked about timing, that there is no such thing as bad timing, but just bad perspective.
By the way, what is the song about? Just Got Home.
Just Got Home is about bad timing. I was young. I mean, I was a fresh grad when I wrote it. And it felt like, you know, when you want so many things and for some reason, things don't work out the way you want it and you blame bad timing. When in reality, there's no such thing as bad timing. There's just waiting. So I think Just Got Home is a bit about that. So yeah.
Galing. Take it away, Denise. Ayan.
I just got home in the morning. Too late for the night. Too early for the sunset. Timing's never right. I just got home from a heartbreak. Too late to be liked. Too early for the moment. Timing's never right. Oh. What's with the hour? What's with me and all the times you screwed me over? What's with love? What's with Cupid messing me over and over and over? I'll just go home in the morning when it's too late for the night, when it's too early for the sunset. When timing's never bright, I'll just go home from a heartbreak. When it's too late to be liked, when it's too early for the moment, when timing's never bright. And I am late, and I won't stay. And I won't wait for you. So I'll just go home in the morning. Too late for the night. Too early for the sunset. Timing's never right. I'll just go home from a heartbreak. Too late to be liked. Too early for the moment. Timing's never right. It's never right. Too late. Too early. Timing's never right. Timing's never right.
Do you work more than 8 hours a day with meetings from day and night? Well, Globe Prepaid has got your back. With Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 for just 99 pesos, you can now work from Monday to Sunday with ease. Break free from your stress and start working efficiently as you utilize Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram for the whole week. With a total of 16 GB of data, you can now have 8 GB of all sites to do what you need and 8 GB of data for apps that you love through Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 with Go Work promo. On top of that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to their Globe One app, GCash, or dial *143# hashtag on your phone to access apps like Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram. With Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 and other Go Plus offers, you can break free and be a boss.
Many of us aren't strangers to feeling overwhelmed. We have many obligations to fulfill and we get confused which to focus on first. Focus is hard to master. In Denise's case, she had many opportunities knocking on her door too and had to do a lot of juggling. Let's listen to how she manages to grow in all her pursuits and how she balances music, marketing, podcasting, and everyday responsibilities.
How do you juggle all of these things that you are doing, Denise? Kasi dami mong ginagawa, no? And maybe you can give some advice for those who have multi-passions. Ikaw, paano mo siya na-juggle? Paano mo na-blend in yung mga iba't ibang activities mo?
Siguro, I'd liken it to driving a long road. Mm-hmm. Parang like, I'm the one driving my truck and I decide who takes the front seat today and accompany me in my journey. Parang ganun. Kasi everything I do naman is interconnected in a way. Para siyang, there's always a moment for marketing. You know that I stopped releasing a single for 8 months, diba? To build my company because I understand how foundations are important. The only way you could really fully do anything is if the one can stand on its own 2 feet already. Ganun siya. So I just keep on driving. But in a way, I bring everything, but I don't carry everything all the time with me when I go out of the van, when I take my parks and stops. Parang ganun. So I feel like I'm trying to put gas on my truck, my car. Mm-hmm. And siguro yun din yung something I have to learn. Kasi I am not perfect. I haven't perfected that yet. Para I would always call you, diba, sir, and say, yun nga, sabi mo kanina, do I stop music? Kaya, kasi parang like, you know, right now, it's more of a personal thing. But how I release my music, sobrang effort, diba? Magastos, ganyan. And parang tama ba to? But siguro, ayun, I list my priorities. And sometimes, many times, syempre, we have our families, we have our bills. And marketing helps with that. I mean, I love doing it. So I'm lucky. I'm one of the few lucky ones who get the privilege to be able to do and earn from what they love truly talaga.
So, which is marketing. Pero yung kabila, yun naman yung isang binibuild mo ngayon, no?
It doesn't have income. But it's one of the reasons why I work so hard. Because I don't want to compromise my artistic expression. Parang will I release like an ugly track arrangement tapos tinipid ko? Diba? Parang, so it motivates me to work extra harder dun sa day job ko.
When is it time to jump in to pursue a passion? In my past talks, I've always talked about following your hard work versus your passion because you can only be truly passionate about something once work has been put in that passion. Well, we become passionate on things we are good at. In the next part of our conversation, we broke down the positive effects of having many interests and pursuits.
But you know, yun yung maganda, no? Kasi I think I share that to you. Tapos gumawa tayo ng series of posts, no, for me. Yung pagdating sa music or some passions that you have on the side that's not income generating. Maganda yung meron tayong business or work na income generating,
yes,
support our passion rather than jumping and be all in to something na hindi mo alam kung mag-work siya. And of course, na kumbaga, may mga success stories tayo maririnig dyan, but very, very few lang yung success stories na ganun because most of them, either nag-start sila ng batang-bata pa lang, yun na yung ginagawa nila, or they started while doing something on the side.
Yes.
Ikaw, Denise, no, yung pagdating sa mga passions, ano yung mga nagiging positive side ng isang tao na multi-talented, na multi-passionate? Multi-passions. Marami kang passion, marami ka rin, kumbaga, gifts. Ano yung nagiging positive yan? And ano rin yung nagiging negative?
Ako,
positive,
I think,
muna tayo.
Paano ko ba explain? Siguro, alam niyo sir, yung, alam mo na nasa work ako before. So, di ba sobrang burnt out ko. Dun sa dati kong corporate job. I mean, I love that job kasi I learned so many things that I do now from there. But, I was really working so hard. And a lot of the employees were expressing concerns na pagod, parang they feel undercompensated, they feel ganyan, but they love the job. Basta lagi may isang reklamo. And then, you know, one of my colleagues told me something. Very nice. It stuck with me. Sabi niya, parang unfair naman for your work that you would expect everything of it. Like, parang kang naghanap ng partner na perfect. Parang ina-expect mo yung work mo to love you, to make you happy. Parang nothing's perfect. So, I feel like being multi-passionate addressed that problem. Kasi, bakit ba ako burned out before? Bakit ba parang hindi ako happy sa work ko? Kasi nafe-feel ko na binibigay ko lahat sa kanya, tapos hindi naman kaya ng kahit anong bagay na ibigay lahat sa'yo. Diba? So, if you have many things around you that you love and that you take care of in small ways, big ways, like kahit nagtitake siya ng different sets of priorities every season of your life, hindi mo ngayon i-expect sa isang bagay, lahat ng bagay sa buhay mo. So, sa marketing, I understand na mahirap na trends change every day. It's like a battle na parang every day you have to keep on trying. Hindi pwedeng complacent kasi you have to try, you have to go with your client kung may bago silang direction. And before, I would be stressed about it eh. Because I would feel na parang, bakit ganun? Bakit ganyan? And na parang nakakapagod, binibigay ko lahat, tapos ito lang yung pay, ganun. Nung starting ako ah. But when I started doing music on the side, and kahit ngayon, you see the difference, diba, in my aura when I released music na. It's because now I don't ask everything from work, for example. So music gives me that spark of freedom.
Naging outlet na, mo yun, no? Yung music.
Yes.
Imbis na mabisi ka or mapagod ka, kung meron kang music, nagiging therapeutic siya sa'yo, eh, no? So the busier you get, the more gigs that you have, the more, kumbaga, nagbe-blend yung both passions, which helps you become much better, much happier with what you do. Kasi napansin ko rin before, Denise, yung time na nag-focus ka sa business lang, tinigil mo yung music mo. Parang hindi ka masaya. Pero ngayong mas busy ka, sinabay mo yung dalawa. Tapos, unti-unti, you're doing the music. I can see that you became happier. Tama ba?
Yes. Kasi, wala eh. Parang nagkaroon na ako ng parang sense of me time and other people's time. So kasi, alam mo yung sinasabi nila pag nag-boyfriend ka, don't give your all, but love many things in life, not just that person, di ba? Usually, nagka-crash and burn ang mga relationships that doon nagsisenter yung buong life mo.
And yung wife ko, sabi niya, yeah!
Di ba? Parang,
magsama-sama kayo ng inyong mga ano.
Expectations aligned. So, parang feeling ko lang, same siya. So like, a boyfriend is our work is also like the same, in a way, same as our family din eh, in a way, kasi we spend 8 hours there.
Windows of opportunities open more when we expand our horizons. New network, new perspectives on success, and new skills unlocked when you work within different industries.
Interconnected lahat because you do one thing for the other. So, I do work so that I could make music the way I want to. And then I do music. In fairness, because of music, I get to be on top of certain trends. Because I'm all-seeing. Parang I see what happens. I see what other artists are doing. And nag-grow din ako as an artist. So mas nakakontribute ako ng not just visual for my clients. I also give, as a musician, ganito. And right now, sir, you're my client. And now you support my music. And what's funny is, you know, the reason why I got this far is also because of my day job. Because of the people I met from work. Many people I met from work, like you, sir, you always give me opportunities to perform at your events, which I'm very grateful for. Hirap, di ba, pandemic?
Saturday.
Saturday, meron tayo next.
Pwede
yes, sir. So, ako, game lang, di ba? Parang, kahit pagod, parang lahat, kung mahal mo lahat at lahat inaalagaan mo, mamahalin din niya back lahat ng iba.
Yeah.
Ganun siya. So, my marketing loves my music in this way that right now we're talking, you're helping me with my music by sharing this whole thing, my journey to your followers, which I'm always grateful for. And for music naman, parang, you know, parang pabaligtad na everything I have then I give to my clients when I unlock new things. So, ganun siya.
One of our listeners asked if burnout can dim passion. Here's what Denise has to say about it from her personal experience.
So may itanong si Say, yes.
Bago ko itanong, no, sabi niya, nawala ba yung passion, especially if it's the reason for burnout? So nawala ba yung passion? Tapos especially if it's the reason is burnout, nawawala ba siya?
If it's not balanced, it will. So what happened to me, diba I mentioned kanina na na-burnout ako sobra. So I resigned from work. I thought, because of burnout, I thought marketing wasn't for me. Kasi there was a joke about marketing na it's a single person's job. Like a single as in hindi married. Because it demands so much of you. You're always around the clock. Weekends are the height of the events, diba? You don't, pag Christmas, mas malala ang workload mo rather than holiday. So, na-realize ko, sabi ko, maybe I should shift careers. So, nag-stop ako ng work. I rested. I went on a solo trip. And then, inisip ko pa magbarista on the side, ano, just to try.
Nag-resign ka sa work mo?
Yes, yung first ko. And then, that was the time I started my music. So, akala ko, diba, dapat nung napahinga ako, supposedly, ang mangyayari was, lipat na ako sa music. No, ansay ako dito. Dapat dito na lang. What happened was, I missed it. When I did marketing for my music, I felt na, wow, marketing still has its own magic. Kasi there is an art in storytelling. Eh. So maganda siya for me. So, because of that, hindi pala nawala yung passion. Pagod lang ako. Kailangan ko lang matulog. Kailangan ko lang magpahinga. Mahal ko pala talaga. Tapos, nung bumalik ako ngayon, dalawang bagay na siya, in a way. Or, hindi man agad nag-fly, like, na mabigat yung work ko lagi sa music. Di naman lagi, di ba, sir? Parang, minsan, I do it ng weekends. Yeah. But there's always that time for myself, regardless of what it is. So, yun nga, I don't ask everything from work. So, na-burnout ako, yes, akala ko na wala ang passion. But if it's in your heart, I believe na it's never gonna go away. It could transform into something else. So, dati, singer lang ako, choir, ngayon, songwriter na.
Ganun. Yung natama yung sinasabi mo, may time na my wife was attending a workshop on counseling. Tapos, habang nag-a-attend siya, tumitingin niya ako, ka-earphone siya. Sabi niya, alam mo, burnout ka. Sabi ko, what do you mean? Kasi yung mga symptoms ng burnout nandyan, minsan kailangan mo lang i-balance, kailangan mo lang magpahinga.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Of course, as much as there are positive sides to being multifaceted, or should I say multi-passionate, there are also downsides to having too much on your plate.
Denise, as I've mentioned, she is quite successful in her business, but she's also pursuing music. Diba? Ang question dyan, ano ba? Kahit na lumalaki yung business ko, nagsistart na mag-grow yung music, do I pursue music and leave my business or probably get some partners, or do I continue with my business and the music would be on the side? I'm sure marami sa inyo nanonood. Ganyan din yung mga questions nyo. Should I continue my work? May business ako ngayon na passion ko yung business ko, pero hindi pa siya talaga kumikita. Ngayon, yung pagdating sa multifaceted, multi-passionate, hindi faceted, although that can also be a term that we can use, no, with what you're doing now. Ano naman yung mga negative side niyan?
Negative is parang you forget that you're doing it for yourself if you don't take care of yourself. Mm. Parang, why am I doing music? To be happy, diba? Why am I doing ganito? Why am I doing business? To be happy. Pero nag-end up, as in, alam mo to sir, every month we have this talk na I get so burned out din na parang, ba't ko ba ito ginawa sa sarili ko? May mga ganun eh. Kapag hindi mo siya inorganize at binalance. And mayroon akong while driving the other day, since may naisip akong bagong song, mali mo na masulat ko siya. Sabi ko, magsulat ka ng song about, the question is it greed or need? So, feeling ko, understanding when it's greed already and when it's need is important. And ako personally, I don't know the answer yet. Kasi, parang, mahirap siya eh. Parang, paano mo i-define kung is this asking of too much of yourself din? Na hindi mo na ma-enjoy yung life. Alam mo yung sobrang pagod na hindi mo na maalala kung ano yung nangyari kahapon. Yung parang nakatatlong event ka. Like, nagtrabaho ako ng parang 5 hours. I closed 5 corporate clients na malalaki. Tapos biglang, sa gabi magtutugtog ako. Mafe-feel ko yung song during that moment. Pero pagtulog mo, sobrang pagod mo. Nagpagising mo, parang ano nangyari kahapon. And imagine living your life like that every day. Imagine it's like that every day. Then what's the point of doing it? So nandun ako, nandun din ako now. Na alam mo yung, my friends always tell me to stop and smell the roses. Because I don't know how that goes. Like, I always stop and smell the roses once a year. So journal ko, which is bad. Kasi you should be there in the moment.
Ganun kayo some, eh. Oh. Yung mga domi na, pag nag-spell kayo ng roses, pati yun, ginagawa niyong trabaho.
May trophy ako.
Oh, yung meme na. Na-smell ko, ikaw ilan. Yung mga dominant eagles. Alam mo, na-experience ko yan, Denise, eh, yung pagod na pagod ka na, yung parang, in my speaking, for all my speak engagements, there were two, okay? Only two instances na I spoke without sleeping. Yung dahil yung schedule talagang dikit-dikit. Tapos hindi ako makatulog sa eroplano. Meron akong isa from Boracay na you had to leave ng 11, parang before 11 a.m. to go to Katiklan Airport. Tapos after that, bumalik ako ng Manila. Tapos from Manila, lumipad ako ng Davao. Hindi na ako umuwi from the airport. Tapos from Davao, I have a talk there. Yung autopilot ka na lang sa salita. Hindi mo na lang yung sinasabi mo. Pero dahil kabisado mo siya. Nagsasalita na lang ako ng parang... I'm sure nangyayari yan sa'yo sa sobrang pagod minsan eh.
And why do we do what we do, diba? It's supposed to live life fully. Not yeah. Overflowingly.
Correct.
Parang ito lang si life. 24 hours lang yan. Tapos ito lang yung energy mo. Ito lang lifespan ng tao. So, tinatry mo mag-live ng 10 lives, feeling ko mali din yun, which is mali ko, talaga. Like, hanggang ngayon, I'm trying to pedal back all the time. But then, I end up stepping on gas a lot more, faster pa, than normal. Kasi feeling ko nahuli na ako. May mga ganong feelings ka. Pero sometimes, you have to ask why you're doing it. And if it's supposed to make you happy when you started it, dapat magtanong-tanong ka na. I do that. I read my journals. So, I set intentions before I start music. Like, when I started music, I actually said na the only reason I'm doing this is to experience new things. So, I have a bucket list of random things like radio interview. Ano kaya nangyari sa radio? Because I'm a marketing person. Cool siya to be inside the booth and just observe and experience being on the other side. So, fun siya kasi I also learn how to do the script on the other side because I'm a marketer. So parang may mga ganong things na, okay, if ang goal mo lang naman is i-bucket list at ma-live your life fully, at na when you grow old, you have fond memories, why is it important to release five songs, kunwari? Hindi naman dapat. Kaya I stepped back and I asked why I do what I do. And feeling ko, accepting then that compromises are needed to achieve a goal. It's not always happy and rainbow stuff. Kasi if I didn't work hard, if I don't stop music to work hard, then there's no music too. So I have to be thankful for the challenges so that the reward is the time for myself, the time for my art.
Kailangan mong mamili, no? Between
kailangan mong, yes.
Kumbaga, compromise.
Kailangan mong mamili. Pero you don't wait passively, you wait actively. Mm. Parang on the side ko ako nung nag-work ako the past 8 months, what I did was I booked. Since may budget ako, nag-work lang ako eh. Di ako mapag-release. So, ang ginawa ko, I booked a full class session with my trusted, and I love Coach Nomer talaga. He's an amazing coach. He teaches me life through not just voice. So, I did a weekly session with him to ensure that I have music time, that I'm reconnected every week, that I'm growing. While I'm in my waiting season, I'm growing as an artist. That when there's space, so that when my business now permits na may team na ako, they could do it for me. Now that there's space, wala nang sacrifice. Kasi parang ang mangyayari na now is, ready ka. Hindi yung ngayon ka pala magsisimulang maging ready. So pag, yan, kuwari sir, nung sinabi mo sa akin, oh Denise, could you sing this at an event this Friday? Kuwari, ganun. If I didn't practice habang wala pa yung opportunity, walang pagdating ng opportunity, magagalit ka lang na nagtrabaho lang ako. So, hindi tuloy ako ready. Ganyan. And sometimes, you have to forgive yourself. And sometimes, you just really have to forgive yourself na you can only do one thing. One small thing. But as long as you're doing it in increments, you have 365 days, right? If you do something for 5 minutes a day, then now you did it 365 versus waiting for a full hour for you to do it. So, yun yung mga things na I learned to do to negate the bad side. Pero syempre, yun nga, hindi talaga. Parang mahirap talaga siya. And it's also okay to forgive yourself na minsan umu-over ka. So, a trust, ganun.
It took time for her to release music again after so long as she worked on building foundations on her abilities in music and shifted her focus towards strengthening that passion. Now let's look into her new song called Overthink.
Alam mo, yan yung ano eh, favorite ko na MTV mo. Tapos, shinoot nyo lang siya dyan sa bahay. Napaka-creative. Kaya nila shinoot dyan sa bahay dun sa background ni Denise ngayon because of COVID. She's a bit worried because si Denise has a... Yung mom mo ba, is she senior na? Hindi pa yata, no?
Yes, she is.
Oh, she is. So, she has a senior mom.
With asthma.
Oh. Kaya nag-iingat siya, no? Can you tell us kung paano ginawa yung MTV mo? And you can type dun sa everyone, you can type on YouTube, Denise Lautas Overthink. Kita nyo kung gaano ka-cute nung, ano, nung kanyang MTV. Tapos, ano lang yun? Kung baga, wala talagang professional crew, they set up the place, but it looks like it has a full production.
Actually, si Overthink, the reason why it took like a year. So dapat, last year ko siya, like, during pandemic, ko siya dapat i-release. Planned na siya even before the pandemic happened. So, when you watch the video, very colorful, very grand. So, yun yung na-imagine ko. Very big, very grand. And then, the pandemic hit. And my room wasn't really pretty enough that time to make my shoots happen. Kasi I'm used to shooting outside. Maganda, location, shoot, yan. But there's a pandemic. So, ito yung sinasabi ko din na you do not really compromise kapag dating naman sa passion mo. Kasi for you yun eh, hindi naman siya about frequency eh. Parang this is who you are. So parang I really had to wait. And I worked hard on my day job so that I could save enough to renovate this room. So that I could now shoot what I want safely without getting sick or without harming my family. Kasi yun naman yung importante talaga eh, like family and... Or, I don't know, health, life, di ba? Like, as long as you're living, as long as you're breathing, you have a chance, di ba? So, I don't want to ruin my chance in life in general just because I want a music out now or because this is how I want it. So, what I had to sacrifice was time. So, I really waited. I worked hard and I pitched and we renovated this. I just set up my tripod. My sister and my boyfriend was the one who renovated this whole thing. So I was crying. Sabi ko, maybe I should just let it go. Maybe I'm just being too melodramatic na parang I want these things. I-release ko na lang siya without a video or without visuals. But I'm an artist eh, so it's important for me. And you know, my boyfriend said, no, we will make it happen. You really want it. If you really want it, if it breaks your heart, then it's worth working hard on. So what we did was, at night, I didn't release music. Nagpe-paint kami. Nagpupukpok kami. Binibuild namin. Nag-lock ako ng pegs para magawa ko yung room to make this video happen. So, as an indie artist kasi, sometimes you only have yourself and the people around you who love you to help you get there and do things. So, swerte ako on that front. And yun, my sister just, nandun lang siya, tapos sabihin ko, hit the record button, tapos I just do random things. And I was lucky enough kasi I was able to remotely work with friends. So I sent them, like a good friend of mine, Gab, agreed to help with the editing of the video. Na parang make it look professional and stuff na kahit kami-kami lang dito yung gumawa.
Ilan kayo gumawa ng video? So
ako lang doon. Tapos tatlo. Oh, may sister, nagtitake turns shifting pa sila kasi my sister has work. So pag yung time is bawal siya, yun, yung boyfriend ko naman. And
ilang hours yung ginawa to or ilang araw?
Two days. Tapos, the outfits there were from my friend, Jasu. Parang like, I lack pastel pink stuff, but that I wouldn't sacrifice to. So, I really had
shades,
like...
Eh, no? Yung props yun na, ano? Anong tawag
I na bought yung that. Yung na? Pixel shades.
Pixel shades.
It's so fun. It's just like, what, 50 pesos sa Shopee? So, So, I'll send you a pixel shades here. For four ba? Lahat kayo? Super cute niya. So, all of the props there, I actually slowly bought it na. Since before pandemic to pandemic. So these songs are in my brain. And I would know na, kwara, I'd see a random thing on Shopee or at the mall and I'd see, okay, this one, this pixel shades is for Overthink. It's that vibe. So I'll buy it. And slowly I'll build on it. I have a storyboard in my head until it's time. It's time to do the show na. It's time for me now to share what I've done. So things take time talaga. Wow, so that's what happened with Overthink. The music video. 1, 2, 3. You smile, I overthink it. You blink, I overthink it. You speak, I sink in. You leave, and I drink in. Ever since I was a kid, I would ask my sisters what is good. Fell in love with cute boys when I was 10. Now I fall for boys that are like 10. Every time I try to act mature, they say it's not in my nature. And now I'm singing a love song like I'm 10. But I was 22, which made it sadder than you. Playing detective, I'm playing spy. I'm playing cat while you're playing dog. And when you smile, I overthink it. You blink, I overthink it. You speak, I sink in. You leave, and I drink in. Thought I'd feel confused again. You always had these quirks every now and then. Try to not overanalyze. Try to not overcriticize. Everyone feels that I like you, but I won't unless you like me too. Cause you make me paranoid when you play my overthink it. You blink, I overthink it. You speak, I sink in. You leave, and I drink it. Overthink it, analyzing you and me. Overthink it. I overthink it. You blink, I overthink it, you speak, I sink in, you leave, and I drink in.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Great achievements come with a string of failures that people have bounced back from.
Denise, ikaw ba, were there instances na you failed because you were pursuing, you know, a lot of passions, a lot of yung things that you are, you can say that you are good at? And when you did, or if you did, what are things that you can advise our viewers if that happens to them?
I think the times I felt like I failed is when I failed other people in the process of pursuing my own.
For example, yung business mo na to, no?
Both din. Parang for example,
pati music,
music, alam mo, nakakatawa, sir, kasi sobrang bago pa niya. I don't consider anything a failure yet because anything given to me in crumbs, I love. Like, even if it's playing for one person, sabihin niya, you know, she loves your song. And could you play it to one person? I'd show up and I'd be so happy. So, feeling ko walang failure pa sa music kasi wala pa naman dun sa point na yun. So, siguro na-fail ko yung other things because sometimes I'm pursuing music selfishly. I would say it that way. Kasi, for example, there was first time ever in my career at Passion Fruit na may na-fail talaga akong isang event na parang because of me. Kaya hindi maganda yung execution namin. And it didn't feel good. And doing music because ginawa ko yung music, tapos nangyari yun, parang di rin okay for my music. Parang di ko deserve din yun, di ba na? Yung music ko feels guilty. So, I don't want the thing I love to feel guilty. And I have responsibility. So parang, I feel like I've failed. Ito, past 2 months lang, sobrang recent, like there was one thing, one event na because of me. Kaya ang dami. Tapos my team knows naman, yun naman yung okay. Since I worked hard all my life, everybody knows I give my all and I really sacrifice time for my clients and my team din, di ba? I really help them. So nung time na pinili ko yung sarili ko, I was shocked by their grace that they said, no, this is the first time you failed naman. Totoo lang na dahil sa'yo, kaya tayo pumalya. So it's okay, ano, we'll figure it out. As in, they really consoled me. But after that, I felt, no. They don't deserve it. My music doesn't deserve that too. Diba? Dapat happy memories kayo na pag tumugtog ka, walang nasagasa ang ibang accountabilities, responsibilities. Dapat di ka sorry eh, for your music. So, since then, parang naisip ko, you know, it's not gonna be worth it if hindi ko siya mabalance. Kasi either takes a hit. I worked so hard on marketing only to blow it up because I was greedy at some point, because I was selfish. So that's something I'm learning. So that's failing. And of course, failing my family. Na nagkaroon ng time when I was working, I forgot my dad's death anniversary. And then I said, sige, next year, I won't forget that. And then next year, I forgot about it again. Kasi parang Christmas season, December 13, kasi yun sa dad ko eh. So parang parang napakapangit naman kasi, sorry, ni Sharpe, di ba? Hi, pa, I love you in heaven. But alam mo yun, parang, lagi ko nakakalimutan. And, you know, I'd feel my mom being disappointed. And I don't think, the reason why I work hard is to give everybody that peace, di ba? And happiness. And just because I overdo something, I overthink, I over whatever, I hurt the people around me. Wow. And yun yung downside. And yun yung, I feel like I'm failing people. Like my clients who trust me. Isipin mo, their hard-earned money, they give to me in hopes of getting more money. But alam mo yun, parang sabay-sabay naman kami aakit eh. If they get more, then we can do more. And sa family ko din, who takes care of me.
I think, ano eh, parang medyo ano ka lang yun. Medyo ano ka kasi, I know you, no? You're a perfectionist. Kaya kahit
yes, I'm a corrective tertiary.
You feel you become your worst critic at times. And parang sometimes you get your you become too hard on yourself, no? Kaya ganun minsan yung nangyari. Kahit na okay siya, did I do well? You know, I know some singers who are like that. Yung nag-perform, sobrang galing. Wow! Biglang pagbaba, oh, okay ba? Medyo parang hindi ako okay dito sa ano kasi I don't think it's a good performance. Pero lahat kami parang, whoa! Kung hindi good yun, anong tawag doon?
That's how I feel though, all the time.
Denise is a corrective tarsier, which means she puts value in purpose, quality, and accuracy. This is why many correctives are perfectionists, and that makes them feel they are failing when they are not. Remember that there's no such thing as perfect, and aiming for perfection would only result in the constant feeling of inadequacy. At times when she feels like a failure or down or discouraged, Denise writes music, and this is one of my own personal favorite songs from her discography, which talks about hope on the saddest days.
So this is Umaga. It's about days when you don't feel good about yourself, about anything, like when you're going through anxiety or you just really feel overwhelmed. And so ang context ko dito when I was writing it was what I learned from counseling. I also did therapy when I was burnt out. And what she told me is, this too shall pass. It's a cliche, but it really is true. Like when the night time comes, there will always be a sunrise, diba? There will always, the sun will set again. And always just remember that. So sometimes you just have to power through and wait it out. And that is what inspired me to sing Umaga and write Umaga. So I hope you guys also like it.
Ibigay tikom sa sakit na nadarama sa bawat umagang sinasara. Dilim sa iyong mga mata, di mapinta, mga paay umaatras, sinisita. Unti-unti nang bumabalik sa simula. Kumilos ka, bumangon na at lumaban ka. Ang mundong ito'y mag-iiba. Ikot din ang daigdig, ang luhan mo yung urong din, iyong ngiti ay pabalik. Buksan ang iyong mga mata, ang araw ay sisikat pa. Walang mundong nag-iisa, tibok ng puso mo'y sasayaw sa pintig ng iba. Maliligaw, sisigaw, pero wag lang aayaw sa hangon, wag bibitaw. Unti-unti kang gagaling, basta ang mundong ito'y mag-iiba. sikat pa. Kumapit ka, tumaban ka, darating ang umaga.
What is passion, and how do you know when it's really passion?
You know, I'm also at the same boat as many people right now going through the pandemic, kasi we all were rediscovering ourselves, finding our way. And siguro ang sabihin ko lang, what I learned from therapy is forgive yourself, but also be conscious of the people around you din, na parang when we love them and when we don't hurt the people around us, they love us back too, and we need that. So forgive yourself, forgive others, kasi that's the only way you could keep on doing what you love. When you forgive the mistakes, the trial errors, that it's not perfect. Sabi nga ni sir, I'm also a perfectionist, and that's a bottleneck for me. So, ayun. And now, there's always a time for everything, but that doesn't mean, diba, that you have to fully stop. You could stop the big things, do one big thing at a time. But you could, you know, take a portion to do small things for the things you really love. Kasi malalaman mo na if it's really passion. Sabi nga ni sir, there's no such thing as parang believe in follow your passion. Diba? Lagi mo sinasabi yun, sir. Parang you have to follow your motivation. So you have to ask yourself, if you're so busy with everything, responsibilities, paying the bills, but you could still find time, kahit 5 minutes lang. It doesn't need to be like an hour. If your body needs it to be happy, kahit 5 minutes, then there's motivation, right? And ayun, parang maybe that's your passion. That's the only time. Kasi we also need to catch ourselves romanticizing the word passion. Because sometimes we dream, we envy others. We see, parang gusto ko rin, passion ko talaga. Kuwari, kumanta. Pero if hindi naman siya nakakapagpasaya sa'yo at the hardest times din, baka you have to also, assess. Ganun. So if you love it, take time, kahit 5 minutes. But it's okay na kahit 5 minutes. Walang masama sa small things. Yun. So, yun. Tama, hindi ko alam kung tama yung ko, but feeling ko that's what works for me. Na I know if it's here to stay, if it stays because you're looking for it and you find ways to fit it in. Yun. But don't, not at the expense of hurting yourself, like your health, ganun. Kasi nga, as long as you're living, you have like what, 60 more years, or like, you know, sige, sabihin natin average 70 years people live. So if I'm now 20-something, then I still have like 50 more years. So you have to take care of that 50 years. You need to give yourself that time. Because if you over, then you lose 50 years, then what's there to do it? Is it really that important to do it now or to do it forever? Diba? So, yun lang, parang, I'm talking to myself. This is like pep talk. Denise, pep talk to yourself. Don't overexert, because you have to take care of yourself, and you know, people will hurt if you're hurt. So, yun.
Okay, congrats, Denise. Maraming salamat for your time. Denise, where can our viewers, our listeners find you?
I am on Spotify, since someone asked. All my music, they're on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. It would be awesome if you guys would also check out the music videos of these songs, because I'm really hands-on with how I also share the songs. There's art in that, so I hope you also guys enjoy that. And I'm also on Facebook, Denise Lau Music. I think the poster that we posted, it's tagged there. My page is tagged there. And Instagram, Twitter, and I'm not active on TikTok, but I do have TikTok. So, I don't know where you guys are active. I'm there. It's Denise Lau, DeniceLao. It's Denise with a C. So, yeah.
Tsaka yung Song in Focus.
Ah, yes. We do have a podcast, and that's also music related. So, that's my, what I call it my documented learning. So, what I do is I host it with, and I created the show with Acel, and it's interviewing musicians and learning how it fulfilled them, the journey of a song, when they released it, why they wrote it. So we've had many guests. Like if you guys know SB19, we have like an episode of them, and many other amazing artists like Yang, Morissette, and Sponge Cola is also there. So So do check that out. It's Song in Focus. We are also on Spotify, like our podcast. And of course, Facebook and Instagram. We're also there. YouTube. Subscribe to our channel. Yeah.
Finally, I want to invite everyone to join me for No Dull Moment. And Denise is going to be there also the same. Yeah, in invite. Sinasabi ko na sa'yo ngayon.
Sige, certain date yan. Let's book it.
It's going to be for 2 days, December 17 and 18. That's a Friday and Saturday. Hindi pala 2 days, 1.5 days. This is the No Dull Moment. Speak and sell your way to a six-figure income transformation camp. If you want to learn how to speak like a pro, you're an aspiring speaker, you are a coach, an author, you are in sales, you want to learn how to sell without selling, then join us, me, and the No Dull Moment coaches. This December 17 and 18, it's going to be an exciting time. This is the first live public event that I will be doing for the year. For those of you who are following me, you've checked my posts. You know what happened. I got sick for the past 3 months, not COVID, but I'm okay now and getting healthier and stronger. So I'd love to see you there on December 17 and 18 for the No Dull Moment. Speak and sell your way to a six-figure income.
Speaking of passion and hard work, if you have a story to share and it is your passion to speak and share that story, I will be doing my very first live event this year called the No Dull Moment Transformation Camp, Speak and Sell Your Way to a Six-Figure Income. Whether you are a speaker, an author, a coach, you're into sales, you can use the power of speech to influence people. If you can speak, you can influence. And if you can influence, you can transform lives. Join me together with my No Dull Moment coaches on December 17 and 18, 2021. And I will be placing the link of the registration on the description of this episode and the podcast so you can check out more details and sign up. I hope I'll see you there. Well, that's a wrap. This is Jason Law. Again, you are tuning into The Unique Life, where you unbox life. Or we unbox, rather, life and the wonders of your unique personality. Follow me here on Spotify. It will help in the algorithm. And if you've enjoyed our episodes, please share it as well. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next week. God bless you. Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Lo. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.